time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Hey, we're back with you at Parkville. That was not long that we were gone. Welcome back, everybody. Ladies game of the book, get a big win for the Benedictine girls team. Kaiser out on the court now, and it will be game two as the Ravens come into the game at 10-9, 6-5 at a conference, and they're going to be hosted by Park, 8-10, 5-5 in the heart. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's handling it. He's producing and engineering and keeping an eye on the weather out there, just, you know, making sure it stays good. I hope he's watching it when we have to go to Nebraska Saturday. But, yeah, we've got Raven basketball coming up here next. Tom Pace with the court side. Public address announcer. He's getting ready to introduce the starters to the crowd. So if he's going to do that, we're going to try very hard to be able to be heard because the PA system is very loud here at Park. University starters for the Pirates in the 21st season, head coach Jason Klein. They're going to be starting Abakar Roma. Here's a 6'5" senior from the Bronx. Mikhail Cintron, a 6'7" junior from Puerto Rico. From Bolingbrook, Illinois, at 6'3", senior Tyler Burrows. Otavio Armani. He's a freshman from San Paulo, Brazil, at 6'5". Rounding it out then for the Pirates, Amari Perkins from Sanford, Florida. Amari's a junior at 6'1". For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody and assistant coaches John Peer and Adam Reichel. The Ravens are going to be starting at the five. We're growing accustomed to seeing with Preston Reynolds out there. He's a 6'4" grad student at Lakewood, Kansas. Jack Vanderwoody at 6'4", the senior from Noblesville, Virginia. Declan Sullivan will be running the ball so far to Bowie at 6'1", South Bend, Indiana native. He's a sophomore. Bryson LaRue. Bryson is a senior, 6'2", from Lee Summit, Missouri. And rounding it out at the five, 6'8", junior, Aiden Sullivan. And he's from Lenexa. So for Park, it'll be Burroughs, Perkins, Roma, Citron, and Armani. For Benedictine, it'll be Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Sullivan. I think there's some mistaken impression that loud PA is good PA or better PA, and that is not necessarily the case. Benedict into the traveling block uniforms with red and white lettering a trim. And for Park, it is a home white with a very Minnesota-esque maroon and gold lettering and trim. Sullivan University in Roma. And center circle jumping off. Set to go, and Obi-Wan joined. The ball is up the tip of the way. Benedict is going to control it down. Here we go. We're underway. Ravens going left to right. Vanderrudy jumps quickly for a three and missing. And the rebound is going to come back to Tyler Burroughs. Burroughs will bring it up the floor, and they'll come out on top. Park will get it to Mikhail Cintron. Cintron will have it on the right side, just outside the block. And he will spin and shoot. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. Denklin's going to come up with it. He will weave it down the right side. Kick it over. Bryson from 14. Rims off. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. Tipped out. Could be pulled down by Burroughs. Here comes Park to the other end of the floor. And the official's going to blow a whistle. Do we have a foul? Apparently, it's going to be on Jack Vanderrudy. So Jack's picking up the personal foul. It'll be his first by either team. 19-19 to go in the opening half. We are scoreless. Park is going to have it in at their offensive end, and it'll be Burroughs to bring it in out on top. Armani. Right side, thin run. Here's a leaning in shot. Nope. And we're going to get a foul called on Bryson LaRue. Now, if this is how it gets called, it's going to be tough for Benedict and Bryson picking up his first foul. The shooter, and in this case is Chroma, just leaning in with the body and pushing into Bryson. The foul is called on the defender. First free throw is up. It is no good. Second free throw up and in. So the first point of the ball game is going to belong to Park, and the Pirates are going to break out on top. 1-0. Less than a minute into the contest. Out on top is going to be Benedict. Right side is going to be Vanderrudy. Back out on top. BC will work it around up high with Deglin. Sullivan gives and goes. A driving shot missed. Follow shot missed. And we're going to get a Park foul. Driving across from left to right, going up with a shot that should have been hit was Preston Reynolds. As it didn't go in for him, it was rebounded down, and Aiden Sullivan comes back up with a follow shot, but his didn't go in because he was fouled very clearly and come to the free throw line, and his first free throw is no good. So Benedict, a minute 15 into the ballgame, still looks for its first point. Park has only 1 point. The foul is going to be on Perkins. Second free throw, in and out, no good. So, Chroma with the free throw. And Benedict still trails 1-0. 18 and a half to play in the first half. Accelerating to the baseline, the dish comes out on top. They'll dump it into the corner with a falling away shot. Misses. And then a flop by the shooter is not bought by the official. And then finally, the ball is going to trickle out of bounds at the baseline. And these two teams starting off a little shaky here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. It's 1-0. Pirates in front. Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Sullivan of the Benedict and five. Chroma, Cindron, Burroughs, Armani, and Perkins out there for Park. Ravens out on top. The feet down low to Deglin. He will cut across the rim, cross over, lay it up, and get it in. Deglin, Sullivan, and Benedictin goes in front at 2-1. 17:50 to play in the opening half. Park from the top, two steps above the ring. Wow, what a shot from outside by Perkins. That was a dialed up from long, long range. And the Ravens find themselves trailing now 4-2. BC will have the balls taken away. Down the right side, it'll come. They'll look across the easy layup. It's going to be up and in, and it could not have been made look any easier than that. As Armani seemed most disinterested as he went up with the layup on the driving shot. 17-10 to go. in the first half. Ravens trail 6-2. Driving in is going to be Reynolds. Preston shot, misses again. 2 point blank shots for Preston Reynolds, and neither one went down. And on the other end of the court, the shot will go up and miss, and a rebound pulled out by Benedict. And right now we got teams just running. They're getting up and down the floor, and they're going back and forth. Not finishing the shots down. Here's one thrown down to the baseline. Nearly gets away from Sullivan. Declan out on top. Bryson, his three, knocks it down. Bryson LaRue. And it is 6-5. The Ravens trail by one. 16 and a half to go in the opening half. End of the lane. The ball is going to be knocked loose, stripped away. Stay back out on top by Parks. Cintron comes out top side. Gets it there to Perkins. Perkins will look into the middle. Now Armani with the ball. Has it knocked out of his hand by Vanderbooty. It's going to go out of bounds across the way. Park is going to be having it in play. The 28-foot mark on the far side with 3 seconds on the shot clock. And everybody's out here tying up their shoes. LaRue's tying his shoes. Fischl's tying his shoes. Guy put the ball in play. Chroma's tying his shoes. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. 3-point shot is going to be off the rim. And an offensive rebound is going to be put back up and in. So the bucket goes back in on the putback by Cintron. And McHale will have his first points of the game. The 6'7" junior from Puerto Rico. Here's a Ravens shot from the outside. With a long rebound, it's going to be cleared away. Here comes Perkins. Drives it over to the left side. Gets it there to Chroma. Cross court into the right corner. Ravens treading in the ball game at 8-5. Perk on top. Dumps it over to the left side. 3-point shot. Perkins off the mark. No good. Rebound to get down is going to be LaRue, and Benedictson is going to take it the other way. Bryson into the forecourt. Back and across the timeline. Keeps the dribble alive, working out in front of Burroughs. Back out on top, Tyler Burroughs out of Boiling Brook, Illinois. Here's a three for Jack. Doesn't go, and the rebound tipped out on top. Park will clear it down. They're down the floor with numbers, and the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. It looked like it was probably a foul by Preston, but no whistle. It is Park basketball at their end. We're about 5 minutes into the game, 15:08 on the scoreboard clock. So, Joseph, be ready. We're going to have a break shortly, I would suspect. It'll come into Chroma. Baseline three. Nope. Rebound, Preston. Here's Daglin. Ravens up the floor, trailing by three at 8-5. Park stays in their player defense. That they're going to see a lot. Oh, Daglin, a beautiful move. He crosses over and puts it up and in. Daglin Sullivan. 4 points for Daglin, and the Ravens are down one. It is 8-7. 14 and a half to go, and we're going to have the ball get away, go out of bounds, and we're going to get our official timeout. Taking a break at the 14:38 mark. We're in the opening half in Parkville, Missouri. It is Park 8, Benedictson 7.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
Well, I'm pleased to report that as the game has gone on and the evening has worn on, the crowd has increased a bit here. So it is good to see that. And got a pretty good turnout for the guys' game. Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game one. The Benedictine men would love to see it. Ravens sweep here tonight. We're 14:38 to go in the opening half, and it is an 8-7 lead for Park. So, no, neither team has really been able to establish themselves here in the early going, and the Ravens are going to make a substitution coming out of the timeout. In fact, they're going to make two. We're going to get Drew Purdy and Harrison Kissling into the game. And they're going to be out there with LaRue, Deglin Sullivan, and Preston Reynolds. Park with the basketball out on top. It's going to be Cinron. Little backdoor bounce pass and a hook shot around, 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 and it goes in. And it's going to be a plus one. So Armani will have an opportunity at a three-point play. Otavio Armani out of San Paulo, Brazil. He went to Leighton Christian Academy. 6'5" freshman. Puts it down in front of him a couple of times, and his free throw is up and good. He will complete the three-point play, and he has easily the Lions' share of scoring for this team. 8 of Perk's 11 points belong to Armani. Benedictine into the fourth quarter. Perk, how about this? They've shifted to the zone defense, daring Benedictine to try to shoot him out of it, and Bryson LaRue is going to do his part, hitting along too. For Bryson, 5 points in the ball game. It is 11-9. Pirates. The shot in the lane misses. The tip up misses. The rebound pulled down by BC. Here comes Kissling. Harrison into the forecourt, kicking it down the left side across the way. Weaves his way back over to the right. Stops at the extended right side of the free throw line. Comes out on top to Deglin. Harrison back over to Preston. 14 of the shot clock. Reynolds, two-hand push pass, comes back out on top. Bryson with it, looks into the middle of the defense again. Stops him from getting that shot. Here's a three, and hit Bryson LaRue! So Bryson knocks it down, and the Ravens have taken the lead. It is 12-11, Benedictine by one. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Park with the basketball across the free throw line. Coming into the game for Park is going to be Tristan McRoberts, a 6'6 senior from Melrose, Wisconsin. He went to Grand Rapids Community College. I'm sure any of our listeners are familiar with the Grand Rapids Community College and our program. Phone's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine, and Park will have it in. 20 back on the shot clock. 12:59 to go in the opening half. Park with the basketball, trailing by one. It'll come into the right side, falling away. The long baseline two is up and no good. And great interior position by Drew Purdy. Looking for the rebound, Mikhail Cintron gets up and climbs over him. And Cintron will pick up the foul. It'll be his first. It is Park team foul two. Benedictine, 5 team fouls already. With 12:55 to go in the first half. Now the officials stop play for a moment as BC will have it in from the middle portion of the sideline. And Harrison will look to bring it in. And then they'll go right back to Harrison, who will get double teamed to the backcourt. Kicks it over to Deglin. Sullivan drives into the lane. Back out on top, it'll come to Harrison. He will go into the lane. Change hands. Get it up off the window. I'm good. Harrison Kissling for two. Benedictine leads it now 14-11. And we're 12 and a half to go in the first half. Ravens with the three-point lead. It is their largest advantage so far tonight. Park kicks it way out on top. Armani over to Burroughs. In, up, good. Burroughs with the score, his first point of the evening. 14-13 Ravens. 12-12 to go. First half. Here's Deglin with it. Splits two defenders. Goes to the free throw line. Comes out on top to Kissling. So Park has pretty much abandoned the zone. Go right back to the player defense. Here's Harrison. Starts left. Backs away. And as he goes to the baseline, the ball is going to be batted for and saved. Park will come up the floor with it. Little high dribble by Burroughs. Goes into the lane. The ball gets stripped away and on the floor picked up by Kissling. And Benedictine will recover the basketball and keep their offense alive. With 11 and a half to go in the half. Harrison into the forecourt. Makes his way over to the left side. Harrison Kissling out of Olathe, Kansas. The sophomore, 6'3", and he's getting better and better. He'll take that one, put it up and miss it. Rebound is going to be followed up, and Gabe will get fouled to come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Park and on McRoberts. So Tristan will pick up his first foul. It'll be Park team foul three. And the free throw by Gabe Sidzik is good.
Number 4, Bailey Copper. Coming in for the Ravens, number 23,
One more shot coming up for Gabe. Benedictine is going to get Declan Sullivan.
Also for Mark,
a moment. And into the Raven lineup, it's Larry. Larry Parker III is in for BC. A 6'5" junior from Kansas City, Missouri. He's right in his own old hometown backyard. Sitchik, second free throw, off the back, no. Rebound, Pirates. 15-13, Ravens with 11-11 to go in the first half. Park up the floor. Way up high with the basketball is going to be McRoberts. They'll lob it over to the left side. Gets it there to Crawford. That's Bailey Crawford who's just checked in. He's out of Australia. Lots and lots and lots of international students here at Park. 17-foot follow-away shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kissling. Ravens are back on offense. Harrison, push pass, up the floor, batted away, stolen back by Park. Outlet up the floor, look away to the baseline. The driving shot blocked away, and rebound is going to be saved in by the Pirates. Lots of steps, no travel called, shot missing, rebound Kissling. It is wild out of the court right now with 10.5 to go in the half. I mean, I think both coaches are going to be thrilled with the enthusiasm and the energy. I think both of them are going to be a little disappointed in the lack of maybe organized basketball. Ravens miss a shot. 10-15 to go in the half. Park back up the floor with it. Crawford goes underneath. It's batted away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Touchlines by Drew Purdy. 10:09 to go in the half. 18 on the shot clock. Ravens lead again. 15-13. And the inbound comes way out on top. Again, it's Armani. He has not been out of the game. The ball is going to be lost. It's picked up off the floor by Odo. You got Manny in the game. Manny Odo. 6 on the shot clock. Falling away. The shot off the window. Rattles around to the left-handed. Shot goes up and in. The game is tied at 15. Benedictine battling against full court pressure at 9:50 to go in the first half. Here's Bryson. Kicks it over to Parker. Larry back out of top to Harrison. Back over to Larry. He will accelerate to the baseline. Back into the lane. Feeds out on top and the ball's going to be stepped in front of him, stolen away. They'll fly up the court. Look away pass. Driving shot. Up and good. Crawford. So Crawford is going to hit the bucket and the Ravens find themselves trailing now. 17-15. 9:20 to go in the half. Kissing will have it up on top. Ravens have turned it over 4 times in the last 3:15 and have not scored in that long. 9 minutes to go, first half. Ravens with 6 on the shot clock. Harrison goes into the corner. Gabe will feed underneath and the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here comes Park. Armani goes in, goes up, it's stripped away, it's on the floor, and Armani will pick it back up. Surrounded by a couple of defenders, is going to dribble it out to the baseline corner where he gets it to Chroma. Cross court to the right side is Crawford. 8.5 to go in the first half. The feed in the lane and the two-handed layup is good for McRoberts. Ravens suddenly find themselves trailing 19-15. It's Park is on a 6-0 run. 8:20 to go. Baseline, jump shot, up and short. Rebound, getting his own. And this time the ball is going to be kicked, and that's going to get us a break. Time out of the court. 8:09 to go in the opening half in Parkville. It's the Pirates, 19, the Benedictine Ravens, 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Again, we mentioned, has gotten larger, and they are extremely enthusiastic, and we've got a pretty good ball game going on here. However, for the Ravens, they've gotten a little bit cold in the last few minutes, and Hearn has taken advantage of that, going on a 6-0 run over the last minute 47. Ravens have not scored in going on 4 minutes now. They hit their 15th point, which was a free throw with, what, 11:17 to go? And now we're at 8:09. So, yeah, 3-plus minutes since Ben Dixon has put anything on the board. And, again, that was a free throw. By the time they hit, a field goal was at 12:20. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens have brought Jack Vanderwoody back into the game. BC will feed into the middle, and Preston Reynolds gets shoved in the back, which does prevent his layup from going in, but will also put him at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Chroma. It'll be his first foul of the game. By the way, I mentioned Manny Odo is in. He's out of Dallas, Texas. Manny, a 6'5 junior. Last name, O-D-O. Manny Odo. First free throw is up and good. Preston Reynolds picking up his second point of the game, and the first point of the game, and the second free throw is up, and it is also good. So Preston hitting them both, and it's 19-17, Park by two. 7:45 to play here in the first half. Falling away, Odo, shot is up and no good. Larry comes down with a rebound. Parker will sweep it away, bring it up the floor, kick it over, and now the feed underneath, and the two-handed shot is going to be blocked. And tell you what, Gabe's just going to have to go up stronger than that. He let the defender come up from behind him and deflect that, or rather, Sullivan did, rather. That was Aiden, and he liked that. Oh, a drop of the shoulder to clear out. No foul called. Back up with the Wacom Benedictine. Here comes Douglas. Sullivan, left side, in, up, no, rebound, Aiden, yes. So Aiden Sullivan gets the bucket. And that'll be his first point of the game. It is a 19-19 ball game. 7 minutes to go in the first half. And as the pass goes to the baseline, it'll be stolen by Larry Parker. And we will have a foul.
Number 38, Sullivan.
So the foul is going to be on Benedictine. It'll be on Aiden Sullivan. It'll be his first. Team foul 6 for the Ravens. And Park will inbound it way out on top. Take it there to Armani. He'll go to the left side to Sutton. Shoots and misses. But the putback is going to be up and in. Armani makes it look easy as a miss by Topeka native King Sutton. Well, he missed that shot, but Armani goes right back up and in with it. Ravens trail by 2, 21-19. Now, underneath, the ball comes out of the hand of Preston, goes over to Sullivan, and he will lose it. And on the other end, a putback up and in again by Armani. 21-17. 6:11 to go in the first half. BC has it up top side. Douglas to Larry. Goes in the corner to Jack. Around to Deglin. Larry with it on top. Shot clock at 5, and Ravens nearly throw it away. Safe. Jack Vanderwoody goes 3, misses. Rebound slapped out on top. Preston to Jack, to Larry, to Preston. Drives in, goes in, finger roll, missed another. Driving layup with no one between him and a rim. But fortunately for Benedictine, a foul is called, and back to the free throw line will come Preston Reynolds. Preston has 2 points in the ball game, and he is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. This one? No. 5 minutes and 40 seconds left. First half. So Benedictine trailing by 4. This free throw cuts it to 3. It is 23-20. 5:37 to go in the first half. Preston Reynolds is going to hit 1 of 2, 3 out of 4 on the evening. And back up with it will come Park. Falling away from the left side, 15 feet away. It's going to be up, it's going to be good, and it's going to be +1. The foul is going to be called on LaRue. He comes over to talk to the official. Expresses his dissatisfaction with that, which is now his second foul of the game. Coming to the free throw line. A chance at the three-point play, and there it is. So Roma hits the shot, then hits the free throw. He's got 4 points, and it is 26-20. Pirates, 5:15 to play, first half. BC will go over to the left side. Preston looks in there. In the middle, nothing. Comes back on top. In the middle of Preston, and that time he'll get the layup to go in, but that is the first time he's gone from the right side with the right hand. The misses have all come off the left side for Reynolds. And it's 26-22. 4:49 to go, opening half of the guys' game. Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. A little dish back to the left side to Crawford. He'll go from 14, knock it down. 4 points now for Bailey Crawford. And a steal. Falls loose on the floor. Park will spin. Turn. Shoot. Score. Roma. 30-22. This is the largest lead by either team in 4:14 to go. Vander Rudy will take it over to the left side. Brings it back out on top. Parkas again come back to that zone defense. 15-foot follow-away shot from the straightaway will not go in for Deglin, and the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt pass. Good work by Preston. Skips it into the middle to absolutely no one, not wearing a white jersey. The outlet to the other end. The driving shot misses, but the trash follow is up and good. So the bucket is going to go in for Park. And it'll be the first point of the ballgame for King Sutton. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a media break at 3:41 to go in the first half. Park has opened up a double-digit lead. Pirates 32, Ravens 22.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Seconds ago in the first half of the guys' game. Benedictine finds themselves jammed up a little bit, treating it 32-22 for the Ravens. 8 of 21 off the floor so far. Park 14 of 32. Park has gotten that many more shots taken than Benedictine. Ravens are lucky the Park isn't shooting better. They're only 1 of 5 from outside, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebound tied at 6-6 for these two clubs. Ravens have turned it over 9 times to Parks 2. Big contributing factor to this double-digit lead. Coming out of the court for Benedictine, putting it in play, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. You got Jacqueline Sullivan out there, Bryson LaRue, Jack Vanderbooty, and running it out, Aiden Sullivan. Benedictine with their original starting five on the floor. BC brings it up. With the pass, the feed in the middle, Preston, back over to the right side, Jack, the left-handed three, drains it. Beautiful shot for his first point of the game. It's Jack Vanderrooty, 32-25. And now Park is going to back it away a little bit. They'll spin it over to the left side of the free throw line, and a 15-foot turnaround shot is going to be up a good Cromo with two more. 34-25. 3 minutes left in the half. BC to LaRue. Deglin. Back to LaRue. Here's Sullivan with it. Bryson for three. Bryson LaRue at 11 points already tonight. Man, he's shooting the ball well. 4 out of 5 shooting the ball. three out of four from outside. Here's Park to the left side. They'll go three. And that one's going to be up and good. 5 points now for Tyler Burroughs. It is 37-28. And now the Ravens turn it over. The steal and the layup on the breakaway by Kroma. 39-28. Ravens now down 11. Here's Vanderwoody. Feeds across and Aiden for a quick two. That is only 4 points in the ballgame for Aiden Sullivan. He had only taken two shots before that in 11 minutes on the floor. So skip pass down to the baseline right. Park with the basketball, leading it by nine. Here's a turnaround, knocking it down. It's up and good. Two more for Kroma. 41-30. For the second time, Park leads by 11. And Benedictson up the floor with 90 seconds to go in the first half. BC would probably be quite happy to see the intermission arrive. To the left side, the baseline three will not go for Jack. Pirates will rebound it and fly back up the floor. Here's Burroughs to feed underneath, and we will have the shot waved away, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to take a break. Timeout of the court with 1:08 to go. We're in the opening half here in Parkville. It is Park University 41, Benedictine 30.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
In the late going of the first half, and the Ravens with 1:08 to go before halftime, trailed by 11. And for BC, they'd love to at least get this to a single-digit game before halftime. As they come out of the court, the Ravens are going to have Harrison Kissling and Larry Parker coming into the game with Jack Vanderwoody, Deguin Sullivan, and Drew Purdy. It is Park basketball, and it'll be inbound. Doris, we're back at it. Burroughs over to Perkins. He'll drive, shoot, off the window, very high. It's up, it's no good. And rebound. Fought for. Parks brings it down, and Drew Purdy trying to steal it back will commit a foul. It'll be the Pirates at the free throw line for the 1-1. Coming to the stripe is going to be Sutton. King Sutton out of Topeka, Kansas. Transferred here from Louisiana Southwest. And now the official takes the ball away from King. And everybody's making sure that they're on the same page. This is team foul eight. It is a 1-1. The front half is no good, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. So King unable to hit the front half. And Benedictine back up court with it. 45 seconds left in the opening half. 19 on the shot clock. Benedict in running motion. Looking to take some time off this thing. Vanderwoody back out on top to Sullivan. 8 on the shot clock. Steglin gets it over to Harrison. In traffic, comes out. 3-point shot. Purdy misses. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be off. Sullivan and Park will have it in. 24 seconds left in the half. No shot clock, and the Pirates are looking to secure a double-digit halftime lead. They're up right now by 11. And now they're just watching the ball roll up the floor. Finally picking it up very near midcourt is going to be Burroughs. Tyler in the forecourt. He's just going to dribble up in the upper corner, running the time down. Head coach Jason Klein You can hear him encouraging his team. They'll go a little back door, the feet into the lane. The ball's going to be down for him, stolen. Here come the Ravens. Here comes Degman. He will drive, shoot at the buzzer, won't go in, and it's halftime. We'll be back at Sunrise, a half here in Parkville. Teams are headed for the locker room. It's Park University 41, Benedictine 30.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Welcome back here to the Bracken Sports Arena on the Park University campus, where at halftime of the guys' game, the Pirates have taken a double-digit lead. It's 41-30 Park out front. Let's recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the homestanding Pirates, you got a couple of guys who are led the way, and they've led the way by a lot, and we've called their names so much that you're going to know them. You've got Armani and Chroma. They got a dozen points apiece. How about that? You've got, first of all, let's talk about Otavio Armani, the freshman from Brazil. This guy, 5 of 6 shooting the ball, 1 of 1 from outside, 1 of 1 at the free throw line. 20 points, or rather 12 points, but 20 minutes. Guy never came off the floor. Also for Park and Double Fingers, you've got Chroma and Abubakar Chroma out of the Bronx, New York, went to Monroe Community College. He's a 6'5" senior, and he is also 5 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 3 at the free throw line, and that's how he got his dozen points. After those two guys, the scoring drop-off is really dramatic. You've got Burroughs with 5 points, 4 in the first half for McRoberts and Crawford. And with 2 each, it's Cintron and Sutton. For Benedictine, a double-digit first half for Bryson LaRue, continued to shoot well. 4 out of 5, including 3 of 4 from three-point range. Bryson with 11. It was 5 in the first half for Preston Reynolds, 4 for Declan Sullivan and Aiden Sullivan. Jack Vanderudy with 3 points on 1 of 5 three-point shooting. 2 in the first half then for Harrison Kissling and Gabe Sidgick with 1. Benedictine hitting 11 of 27 shots. That's 40%. Park shooting really well, 18 of 37. 49%. Ravens are 4 of 11 from outside. Park is 2 for 6. And at the free throw line, the Ravens are 4 of 8. Park is 3 out of 5. Total rebounds, the Pirates with the lead at 19-17. And Park hit field goals on 5 of its last 6 possessions. And the Ravens didn't score in the last couple of minutes of the first half. So for Benedictine, down 11. Feels like a lot, and yet they're able to score very quickly. They are just going to be looking to come back, reset, and get right back into this thing in the second half. And again, don't forget, we're going to have Raven basketball on Saturday here on K-Radios. We'll be with Benedictine up in Peru, Nebraska. Ladies game at 2, the guys game at 4 from Peru State. That's it. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back. Second half of the guys' game coming up live here on Kent Radio. BC Ladies winning in game one. BC guys, they got an uphill battle for the second half in game two. We'll see how this goes. Halftime score. Park University 41. Benedictine 30. Back we go to Joseph at the Kent Radio Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got, of course, Sports Look coming into you tomorrow evening. Sports Look airs at 5:15 or 5:20 or so, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings. After Sports Look, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show with interviews with Atchison, Marhill Mound Academy, ACCHS, and JCN head coaches. Join us for those two shows tomorrow evening. Friday, we will not be having high school basketball scheduled at this time. This could be changeable. I'm told that it's not written in hard stone, but it's written in stone nevertheless. We will be returning to basketball Saturday, as we'll have Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road at Peru State. Join us for the women's game at 2 p.m. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91, no ethanol. Clear diesel and death. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have some finals to report in women's basketball. It was Central Methodist over Baker, 50-49. Culver Stockton had a 3-point win or 1-point win over Clark, 49-48. Grandview topped William Penn, 76-53. In the Mount Mercy Graceland game, it was Mount Mercy Ladies, 62-58. Missouri Valley topped William Woods, 60-35, and Mid-American Nazarene beat Peru State, 53-44. In the game that we heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Lady Ravens, 71-50. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look at the men's scores at the half, it is Missouri Baptist over Hessen College, with Missouri Baptist men at 44, Hessen 39. In the William Penn Grandview game, it is currently Grandview 46, William Penn 36. I'm sorry, Grandview 48, William Penn 36. Missouri Valley is sitting at 48 to William Woods 27 at the half. In the Culver Stockton Clark game, Clark is sitting at 37 points to Culver Stockton's 35 at the half. Graceland is trailing Mount Mercy by 2 points. Mount Mercy is sitting at 39 points to Graceland's 37. At the half in the Baker Central Methodist game, it is Central Methodist 41, Baker 26. Peru State is trailing Mid-America Nazarene. At the start of the second, it's Mid-America Nazarene 37, Peru State 32. Benedictine men are currently trailing Park, with Park sitting at 41 points to Ravens 30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 19. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 40. Overcast tomorrow night or above. Much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the single digits above zero to near 10 above. Snow likely Saturday. 1 to 3 inches of snow Friday night through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, we're clear in downtown Atchison, sitting at 31 degrees. It feels like 22 out there, with the winds at 11 miles per hour out of the north and the relative humidity at 35%. Air quality is overall good. Our dew point is sitting at 7 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.28 inches of mercury. Good visibility out there as well. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a minute or so.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And as we return here to the Brackett Sports Arena on the Park University campus, the Ravens are going to be looking for a little excitement here in the second half because they're going to have to come back from a 41-30 deficit as we get ready to go with half number two. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's back in the studio doing a great job. Here's the thing. Joseph doesn't know how to do any other kind of a job. Great jobs always. Joseph, thank you very much, man. Under the possession is going to award the basketball to Park to begin the second half. They have that 11-point lead. They've got the basketball, and we've got us back underway. Pirates will work around to the left side. Little falling away shot. It's going to be off the mark and rebound. Nobody went after it. Two Ravens stood there, looked at one another. No one went after the ball, and now Park comes down with it. Aiden Sullivan ties it up, and we're going to get a jump ball back to Benedictus. So for the Ravens, are going to have to get that focus and get that intensity level cranked up a little bit as we go to the second half. We are just 18 seconds in. Ravens are going to be facing some full court pressure. Bounce pass into the forward court. They'll swing it over to the 28-foot mark. Kick all the way across the floor. Driving in is going to be Preston, and he'll miss another driving layup from the left side. Three driving uncontested layups from the left side of Preston is over. He hit one from the right side earlier. It is only right-handed attempt. However, fortunately for Benedictine, a foul is called, and the free throw is up and good. So Preston Reynolds is going to hit that free throw. The foul is going to be on Armani, and it'll be his first foul of the game. And the free throw is up and good. And it is now 41-32. So Preston is going to get a boat. Here's a three from straight away. Long range. Dialed up shot by Mikhail Cintron. 44-32. Ravens down a dozen. Less than a minute into the second half. And the upcourt pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Here's what happens. And here's the danger of a team like Park. They are absolutely filled, rostered, packed full of athletic guys, okay? But you look at their record, they're 8-10, they're 5-5 at a conference. What you cannot do is let them start believing that they can play with you and maybe beat you. Here's a three with Rice in the roof. So for the Ravens, it is imperative that they start coming back sooner than later, take some of that confidence that Park has really been able to develop in the course of that first half and steal that away and not let them continue into this game feeling like they got a chance to win it. Pirates will bounce it over to the left side. Back out on top, straight away, uncontested three, will miss, and a rebound pulled down Deglin. Outlets it to Preston, his running shot from the right side is good. Preston, again, hits from the right side. And it is 44-37, Benedictine battling back. 18-10 to go in the game. Pirates are going to run a little bit of motion out over to the right side, but then it's going to be Tyler Burroughs. He'll take it down the side of the lane, put a shot up. It's going to be too strong, but the rebound pulled down by Cindron, and Park will reset the offense. Chroma falls away from 17 and misses it. The long rebound is going to be taken away. Armani, BC having trouble coming up with a board. Now driving down the lane, little reverse layup is going to be up, and it's going to be good. So the bucket is going to be good by Chroma. And it's 46-37. Ravens down 9. Pass out on top. LaRue into the lane. And his running shot is up and good. Bryson gets a couple of more. LaRue having a big game tonight. 46-39. Over to the right side, Park will go all the way to the corner. BC staying in the player defense, a little look away pass, back out on top, backing in, bumping in, twisting, turning, hook shot, off the glass, up and no good. Rebound, Bryson LaRue. LaRue coming out with a basketball, and Preston Reynolds will bring it into the forecourt. Inside 17 to go. Connick across to the right side is going to be Deglin, back out on top. Bryson attacks the bucket, puts the shot up off the window and a miss, but he will have been fouled and come to the line. Foul is going to be on Amari Perkins. So Perkins with the foul. And LaRue's first misses. So Bryson LaRue, who had not had a free throw opportunity in the game until there, does not hit it. He's 6 of 7 from the floor and 4 out of 5 from 3. Having a fantastic shooting night. Second free throw. Yeah. So Bryson is going to get 1 of 2, make it 46-40. And the Ravens continuing to battle back in this thing. 16:40 to go in the ballgame. To the left side of the lane. On the floor, twisting, turning, dropping an elbow. Power move goes in. We get a whistle. We got a foul. It's going to be the bucket by Mikhail Cintron. And he's going to come to the free throw line. Here he goes. 48-40 Park. That's a big foul on Aiden Sullivan. It'll be his second foul of the game, and a free throw. Perfect. So after only 2 points in the opening half for Mikhail Cintron, he's already got 6 points in this second half. Here's the ball stolen. The look-away pass to the left side. The driving layup is going to be missed. Rebound, Benedictine. Just a little too nonchalant with that shot. And the Ravens will battle it back into the forecourt, trailing by 9. They dodged a big shot right there that would have, again, put them down double figures. They battle back. The feed comes in the middle for Sullivan. And reaching around, Sullivan goes hard to the floor. Chroma reaches around and then kind of crashes into him. So Chroma will pick up the personal foul. It's only going to be his second, and the Ravens will inbound it at their offensive baseline. 16 minutes to go in the ballgame, 20 seconds on the shot clock. It'll come in right side. LaRue, nobody steps in front of him. He squares up, launches a three, and missed it. Rebound, Chroma. Down the court it comes. There's a forearm push, no foul, and the follow shot is up and in, and they will get the foul and a plus one. The officials are allowing a lot of aggressive play. A lot of pushing off on a shot as they drive into a lane. Whoever's got the free hand is clearing out. The layup is going to be good by Chroma. The foul is going to be on Jack Vandermoody. It'll be his second. Chroma at the line. The free throw rolls and it's in. 52-40. So after the Ravens cut it to 6, half a dozen consecutive points by Park. They go back up a dozen. This equals their largest advantage of the game. Vanderwoody will take the inbound, and Ravens are going to be up the floor. Kick back over to the right side. Out on top, it's going to be Bryson. Puts it over to the left. Jack goes three. It's online, but short. And a rebound cleared away by the Pirates. Up the floor with it will come Burroughs. He'll weave his way to the left side, keep the dribble alive. Now back away from Preston. Dumps it over to the left edge to Chroma. He'll hold it above his head, look inside, bring it back off on top. And the Ravens in their player defense, and Park's slowing it down. They're trying to open it up a little bit on the inside, widening it out. Perkins has the ball, feet to the left side. Here's an off-balance running shot, thrown skyward and missing. Drew Pretty will rebound it down, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens into the forecourt. Out on top is going to be Drew. BC will look to the middle and can't get a shot there. Back out, it'll come to Bryson. Hook shot is up and short, and a rebound to Park. Pirates coming up with it, and it's Burroughs. 14:50 to go in the ballgame. Park with a basketball, up a dozen. They'll spin to the right side and go back off on top. Very long three, missing. Rebound, pulled down by Benedictine, and we're going to have a Park foul, I suspect. I think. No. They're going to call a foul on LaRue. And I thought this ball had already been changing directions, and Arnie was going back to the other end, but apparently they're going to call it on Bryson. So LaRue will pick up his third foul of the ball game, and we're getting a timeout. The break coming at 14:38 to go in the ball game is Park 52, Benedictine 40.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Music kind of a little bit different. It's all good. 14:30 need to go in the ball game. Benedictine coming out on the court. What will they have to do? They're going to have to hit some shots. And they're not shooting badly. You know, 14-33. They're hitting 42%. Park is only hitting 43%. Here's the deal. The Ravens have taken 33 shots. Park has taken 51 shots. Nearly 20 more shots on goal. And for the Ravens, most of their shots, I say most of them, almost half, many of them, are three-point shots. Park has shot three of their 51, or let me fix that, nine of their 51 shots have been for three. And here's a three, set sail, and it's going to be good at the buzzer. So, Park is not shooting a high percentage of their shots as three-point shots. For Benedictine, on the other hand, 14 of the 33 shots they have taken, very near half, have been three-point shots. And now we're going to get a foul called as Harrison Kissling tumbles to the floor. Fisher's going to come over and let us know it's going to be on Armani. So Armani will pick up the personal foul. It's going to be his third. And the Ravens will put it up and hit it for three. Jack for three. 55 now. 55-43. Parksley back at a dozen. Here's a 17-foot turnaround shot. Perfect. Mikel Cintron makes it look easy, and he's having a huge second half. Ravens into the forecourt, down the left side. Harrison feeds underneath. Drew Purdy up a good for two. First bucket of the ball game for Benedictine's Drew Purdy. And it's 57-45. So the Ravens are battling back a moment ago, down 14, and now there's 13 minutes to go in the game. Long pass comes way out on top. The drive to the corner. The feed in the middle. Batted away by Purdy. He'll feed it out on top to Harrison. Kissling nearly has it taken away from him, but is able to pick it back up. Dribble into the lane. Now loses the handle on it again. And it's going to be saved out on top by Vanderwood. And the Ravens are a little bit wild. The coach Moody's on his feet telling his team, okay, come on, guys, slow it up. Let's run the offense. 12 and a half to go in the ball game. Shot clock at 11. Here's Deglin, gets inside, steps back, shoots it off the window and missed it. Rebound, Purdy, goes up with two hands and puts it in. Drew Purdy throws it down, and it's 57-47. 12:15 to go. Park's really widening it out now. The three guys at the top are a step and a half above the three-point ring. Here's a shot, missing. The rebound underneath, put back up and in by Armani. Now, this is going to be a little bit hard to believe, but for Armani, his first point of the second half right there. After a dozen in the first half, the Ravens did a really good job of holding him at bay. Now, he'll get his first second half point, but just under 12 minutes of play in the contest. And again, it's a 12-point lead, 59-47. Driving in, Larry Parker with a finger roll and a score. Larry Parker's first bucket, and it's 59-49. 11 and a half to go. Way cross court, it'll come. All the way down to the baseline and a crossover underneath. The kick will come back up on top to Chroma. Shot clock is in single digits. Chroma, right side, puts a head down, drives in, draws the foul. His shot wouldn't go in. The Benedictine foul is going to be on Drew Purdy. So for Purdy, it will be his second foul tonight. And coming to the free throw line, Fort Park is going to be Abubakar Chroma. Chroma, the 6'5 senior from the Bronx of New York, and his free throw is good. One more shot. He's got 18 points now and leads all scorers. Rice in the room for Benedictine with 17, and he's back into the ball game. Chroma, 7 of 11 shooting the ball. He's 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. Hasn't taken a 3-point shot yet. And again, Park has not shot many threes. Second free throw is also good. Park is a team that puts the ball in the middle, that uses their extraordinary height and athleticism. And now the Pirates are going to go to a, are you ready for this? A 3-2 zone. You don't get a lot of this. 3-2 zone. The feed goes into the lane and to the right side. Preston Reynolds puts it up and in. It is 61-51. And Park back over to the right side with Tristan McRoberts. McRoberts looks down to the baseline. Doesn't go there. Now, it'll be kicked down low. Burroughs. The feed underneath, the shot is missing, and a rebound, Deglin Sullivan. Deglin races into the forecourt. Gets run into from behind, no foul call. Comes back on top to Harrison. Kissing gets it behind him to Preston. Back over to the left side where Purdy will go three. Won't get it. Rebounding it down is going to be Park, and Crawford comes up the floor. Crawford swings it over to Tristan McRoberts. McRoberts into the forecourt. Down to the right edge, down the three. Tyler Burroughs buried it. Tyler Burroughs from outside. 64-51. 10 minutes to play. Right now the Ravens are losing no ground, but when you're down 13, you got to start gaining some ground. Time will become an issue before too long. Again, with 9 minutes and 40 to go. Out on top, it's going to be Harrison. Feeds across underneath. Purdy gets another dunk. 4 points, or rather 6.5 points for Drew Purdy. 64-53. 9:20 to play in the game. At the free throw line, the pass right, the step inside, the fall away, left-hand shot. Got it! The bucket by Tristan McRoberts. Park's numbers continue to increase. And so do Benedictine's. Can you believe that the Ravens, even though they're trailing by 13, have hit half of their shots? I mean, they're 20 of 41. Park, though, is 27 of 58. 3-point shot, LaRue, missing. And a rebound is down to Chroma. Park has just gotten so many more shots on goal. Baseline three is up and missing. And a rebound going to be wrested away and saved in by the Pirates. They'll bring it back out on top. McRoberts with a basketball, and he'll hand it up. And he's 6'6" senior. He is a guard and handles the ball well at his height. 3-point shot misses, and a rebound pulled down. Bryson. LaRue down the court. He is 1-on-3. Goes all the way in, kicks it out on top. Kissling backs up, goes three, gets it. Harrison. So for Harrison Kissling, his 5th point, he only had 2 in the first half, and that was his 1st point of the second. We're at 8 minutes to play. Ravens are back to within 10. The feed to the right block, and the layup is going to be missed. Raymond's a rebound to Danner. We got a Park player who is injured on the floor. They will not stop the play. It'll go to the other end of the court. And the Preston gets grabbed and thrown to the ground. There's no foul called, and we're taking a timeout as they run out to look at the Park player who is out on the floor. Kick of the break, Joseph, 7:48 to go. We're in the second half here in Parkville. Pirates 66, Ravens 56.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here in the Brecken Sports Arena, and really, really good news for Abubakar Chroma. After he had not come down with a rebound, he's laying on the floor beneath the goal on the east end of the court and just laying there motionless. Kind of concerning. And during the stoppage of play, the trainers dashed over to attend to him and start looking at his leg, and then he indicates that it's above the knee. And something we realized, it's a muscle cramp. So they put a little balm on it. He jumps up and jogs off the floor, and I think he's going to be okay. Seems perfectly fine. As he dashed off the floor. 7:48 to go in the game. And for Benedictine, trailing by 10, each possession becomes very important. And the Ravens are going to have it in play at their offensive end. And it'll be Declan Sullivan to do the inbound. Sullivan, Reynolds, Vandermoody, LaRue, and Sullivan. The ball in and nearly stolen by Crawford. Bailey Crawford got a hand on that. Ravens are going to have it in now from the sideline. And a skip pass out on top. Deglin's got it. To Bryson. Plenty of time. Shot clock to 15. It'll come out on top to Vanderwoody. Spins into the lane. Triple team. Bounces it back to Deglin. The feed in the middle. Preston. He goes up to the left side. And that one will go in. There you have it. Preston Reynolds hitting it from the left side. Preston having a really nice game. He's now at 15 points. And the Ravens are within 8. It is 66-58. 7:11 to go. From underneath the shot, blocked away! And we're going to get a foul called late from the official way out near midcourt.
Number 38,
coming to the free throw line is going to be Manny Ojo. So in the first half, Manny with no points, 0 for 4. And at the free throw line, that one is going to crawl up over the front lip of the rim and go in. So Manny is on the board. That'll be his first point of the game. He's got 2 rebounds. Second free throw, no good. And the Ravens are going to rebound it down. It is 67-58. Benedictine up the floor, and the cross-court pass is going to be saved by Vanderbooty, and now it's batted around, and Park is going to steal it back. Here come the Pirates. That was not a pretty possession. The running shot on the other end is going to be hooked up and hit by Tyler Burroughs. Burroughs hits that shot. Park goes right back up. 69-58. Cross-court. Vanderwoody's 3. Yep. So Jack hits a long 3. He's got 9. 6:20 to play. But time is really moving quickly in this one. Down to the baseline, twisting, turning, falling away. The shot is going to be batted away. Going to be rebounded, saved back out on top by Park. They'll cut into the lane. The left-handed shot up and rounds around, and it goes in. The bucket is good for McRoberts. Tristan hits the shot. And Ravens are again down by 10. 71-61. 5:50 to go. Coach Moody's on his feet telling his guys, you got to step it up. Running the offense is great, but time is an issue. Here throws a one-handed spinner. No. Rebound. Park. Coming up the floor with the basketball is going to be Perkins. He'll take it all the way to the left side to dribble it out to the edge. Amari will launch it off on top, and Tyler Burroughs will slow it down. Park looking to get a little patient. Now the pass down to the baseline is going to be loose. It's on the floor. Three Ravens have a shot at it. None of them is able to control it down. And Benedictine will give it back. Here comes Harrison Kisley. Declan coming out of the game. Aiden is coming out of the game. So for Benedictine, who we're going to have out here? We're going to have Vanderhoody and Purdy, Kissling, Reynolds, and LaRue. Here's a nice little backdoor pass, well defended by Vanderhoody. The ball gets waved, but it's going to be saved out on top. 5 on the shot clock. Park with the basketball. 4 on the shot clock. To the left. A long, long three. Off the rim, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound, Preston. Outlet. It's going to go for Purdy. It's too long and too far and too high and too out of reach, and the Ravens are going to turn it right back over. Park will have it in play in the backcourt with 5 minutes to go. And now less than five. It is still a 10-point game. Certainly within reach, but Benedictine will find each possession huge. And here's a shot from the left side. No one stepped in front of McRoberts, and he just squared up and throws down the long, long three. 74-61. 4.5 minutes to play. Here's Vanderhoody for three. Nope. Rebound. Park. Burroughs with the basketball. Races down. Stops at the top. Look away. Pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to steal it. Quickly transitioning the other way is going to be Kinsling. He'll weave over to the right side. Lob underneath. Head fake. Head fake. One-handed layup is up and good by Drew Purdy. Purdy hits his 8th point of the ball game. All of them in the second half. 74-63 is the Park lead. 4 minutes to go. Back and in, twisting, getting inside, and the lamp is off the glass and good. Roma for two more. He's had a huge, huge game today. 21 for Roma. Falling away, Bryson LaRue. Shot won't drop. Rebound, Park. Perkins back up the floor. He'll take it down the left side, get into the forecourt and down. Put on the brakes a little bit. Lobby get out on top to Burroughs. Burroughs is just going to stand there, hold the ball on his hip, and let some time run. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Park with the basketball and a 13-point lead. They'll run motion side to side, keeping it above the top of the key. Now here's a three, up, missing, rebound. Preston. Reynolds throws the ball across, and he was just absolutely being scouted by Perkins. He knew that pass was coming. He cut in front of it and took it away and lays it up and in. So Perkins, with the anticipation, the steal, and then finishes it with two. 3 minutes to play. The Ravens down 15. Underneath, the shot going to be missed by Drew Purdy. Not a happy trip for Benedictine to Parkville tonight. But 2:45 to go. Park goes to four corners. They're just going to burn this thing down, leading by 15 already. Back it away, back it away. Put the ball on top is going to be Burroughs. The spin into the lane, multiple steps, no travel. A shot goes up and misses. Offensive rebound. Park's going to save it and reset. 17 on the shot clock, 2:20 to go. They're going to take this thing down. It's just about 2 minutes left. Going into the lane, a little runner, missing, rebound, tipped out. Kissling will rebound it down. Looks it away to Bryson. LaRue, the power drive and the score. Bryson with a bucket. Benedictine with a timeout. We'll take a break with 2:07 to go in the game. It's the Pirates 78, the Ravens 65.
This week is CRNA Week, and at Amberwell, we're taking a moment to recognize our certified registered nurse anesthetist. CRNAs play a critical role in surgical care, providing safe, skilled anesthesia services for patients across our communities. Their calm focus, expertise, and teamwork help make every procedure possible. To our CRNAs, thank you for the care you provide every day. Happy CRNA Week from all of us at Amberwell.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Seconds to play. Benedictine finds itself trailing by 13 points. Larry Parker, I'm going to check in. Larry has not gotten a lot of PT tonight. 10 minutes. Parker is going to be out there. Preston is out. It's going to be Harrison Kissling and Bryson LaRue and Drew Purdy. And running it out, Deglan Sullivan. Inside 2 minutes of play. Park with the basketball. The pass batted. It's loose on the floor. Park's going to save it. Look it away. Feet underneath. The shot up and missing. And a rebound. Parker. Here comes Benedictine. The feet underneath. Bryson. Reverse layup. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Park. Tonight's game for the guys, I don't know, it felt more like rec ball. And I don't say that to demean rec ball. That's a great fun thing, man. Everybody should be getting a little fun and, a little activity, a little exercise playing that. But it just doesn't seem like it was, drawn up at some time. Just felt like it was kind of organic. Here's a nice feed underneath, and Larry goes up for two. Larry Parker the third hits the bucket. 80-67. A minute to play. We got a foul in the backcourt by Aiden. No, by Deglan. Deglan Sullivan. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout along with everybody else here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison, a minute three to go in the game. Pirates 80, Ravens 67.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Parkville, Missouri. 1:03 to play. And the Pirates about ready to come away with what's going to be for them a really, really, really big home win here tonight. They came into the game at 8-10 and on a sub-500 team. 5-5 at a conference. Coach Moody is now directing the officials' attention to something. And with a minute three on the scoreboard clock and a 13-point game, and with a little Freddie Mercury in the background, not sure what the conversation entails here. All right. Now the officials out in the middle of the floor having a little chat, and I think they're just going to say, let's play. The Ravens staff continues to look for some kind of an explanation. And they will come up to the scorer's table and come to the book. All right, Joseph, while they're doing all that, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule here on KAIR. Here's what we got. This is Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday. You know what that means? That's sports book time, man. Gus and I are going to be with you tomorrow night. We're going to be on right after Brian Hagan's renowned evening report. It goes from 5 o'clock till, you know, maybe 5:20-ish, depending on, you know, what the news of the day holds in store. Then right after that, about 5:20, Gus and I are going to be with you. We're going to get you up to speed on all the high school stuff going on. Tons of high school tournaments around this week, boys and girls tournaments. So we'll talk about those. Talk about Benedictine men and women's basketball. We'll be talking about all the other things going on in the Ravens. Nearly coming up with a steal on the inbound play. Parker thought he had it, but the official says no. A minute two to go. And again, Park is going to be putting it in play. And again, Coach Moody is not happy with something that has transpired, or perhaps that has not transpired out of the court. So we're going to wait and see what that's all about. And they're going to call the teams off the floor as they look to figure this out and administer whatever the issue is. So that said, we're going to take a timeout. Let's do it, man. What do you say? With a minute or two to go in the ball game, we got a timeout on the floor. It is Park 80, Benedictine 67.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Evening, the Benedictine Lady Ravens with an impressive win in game one tonight. And so, again, they're trying to get some things lined out here, and we'll see what that's all about here pretty quick. Great crowd. A lot of kiddos in the gym having a little fun with them. You got to come to a ball game, got to want to have some fun, right? So, there's that. And still trying to say, just there's no way ever to know what exactly was going on or what the complaint or the issue was, but when it is done, Chroma, Burroughs, Armani, McRoberts, and Perkins out there for Park. Ravens with Purdy, Parker, LaRue, Sullivan, and Kinsling, and inbound. Park, and we get a whistle, we get a quick foul. And it's going to be on Preston Reynolds. Preston, 13 points tonight on 4 of 6 from the floor, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. That'll be his third personal foul. Coming to the free throw line for Park is going to be Perkins. So Perkins will be coming to the line. And Amari, 2 of 10 shooting the ball, hasn't had a free throw tonight, so he's not had a big night. That one rattles out, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Here comes Larry. Coast to coast. Drives, leans, shoots, missed it. Rebound is on the floor. Still on the floor, and it's going to be taken away by the Pirates. Park's got it in the backcourt, and Parker ends up picking up the foul, which I'm certain was what his intent was, what his need to do at this juncture in the ball game was pursue the ball and put them at the free throw line. So leading it by 13, 80-67, here comes Park back to the line. And the lefty is up there. Pretty good shooter, but misses the front half here. And a rebound by Park, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Here comes Benedictine, and the upcourt pass by Larry is going to be kicked and knocked away. 38 seconds remain. Larry Parker is going to be doing the inbound. Brings it into the backcourt to Kissling. Harrison across midcourt. Cuts over to the right side. Accelerates into the lane. Pulls up from 14. Knocks it down. Harrison Kissling for two. 80-69. And the Ravens commit a foul with 29 seconds to go. And we will go to the other end of the floor. And Park will come to the line down here. Step into the stripe. It's going to be Abubakar Chroma. Chroma with 21 points. He leads all scorers. 5 of 6 at the free throw line. He's having a big night tonight. And that one is good. Chroma now 6 of 7 at the line with 22. Half a minute to play. One more shot coming up. And gets them both. Makes it look so easy. Here comes BC. Kissling coming up the floor. Loses the handle. Makes a bad pass behind Vandermoody. And up court it comes. And Park is not going to throw it down. They're just going to dribble it out toward the top. Shot clock's off. Final score tonight. Park 82, Benedictine 69, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. This week is CRNA Week, and at Amberwell, we're taking a moment to recognize our certified registered nurse anesthetist. CRNAs play a critical role in surgical care, providing safe, skilled anesthesia services for patients across our community. Their calm focus, expertise, and teamwork help make every procedure possible. To our CRNAs, thank you for the care you provide every day. Happy CRNA Week from all of us at Amberwell. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Back with you here in Parkville, Missouri. 82-69, the final score of the guys' game. And hoping to get a chance to visit with head coach Moody in a little bit. But as we get ready for that, let's kind of see how things had come together here this evening. First of all, scoring tonight for Park. Man, Abubakar Chroma, 23 points on 8 of 15 shooting the ball, 7 of 8 at the free throw line. He led the way for his team. He led the way for all scorers tonight. Also double figures, you had Otavio Armani. He came out of the box so fast. Now, I thought he was going to have a huge night. He did. He had 14 tonight, but he had 12 of those at halftime, 6 of 8 shooting in the evening. Cintron had 13 tonight and 11 for McRoberts, 10 for Burroughs. It dropped pretty dramatically then to Perkins and Crawford, each with 4. 2 in the ballgame for Sutton and 1 for Odo. Manny Odo with 1. For Benedictine, tremendous night. Bryson LaRue. Bryson, 19 points tonight for Benedictine on 7 of 13 shooting the ball, 4 of 7 from 3-point range. Preston Reynolds at 13 this evening, and the Ravens with a couple of guys in double figure scoring. Jack Vandergroot, he was on the verge. He had 9 this evening. It's Drew Purdy with 8, showing some strength in the middle and throwing down some shots in the paint. 7-9 for Harrison Kissling. He got 21 minutes off the bench this evening. Following them, it was Larry Parker III, Aiden Sullivan, Deglin Sullivan, each with 4, and 1 of the ball game for Gabe Sijic. When you see Deglin Sullivan scoring 4 points tonight, you can be very sure that Park and 21 season head coach Jason Klein knew what he could do, what he meant to the team, and you know that they made some big steps to keep him from scoring like he normally does and it will do most of the time. So to give Park credit for knowing where they had to go to stop Benedictine from scoring. And for Park, let's be very candid, they got a lot of shots off tonight. Benedictine was 27 of 55, and that's 49%. That's really good. Park only hit 45% of their shots. But they won by 13. And you know why? Because they hit 45% of 73 shots. That's 33. Benedictine hit 49% of 55 shots. That's 27. 6 more makes for Park than Benedictine, because even though they was a lower percentage, way more shots on goal. At the free throw line, neither team was sterling. Park was 10 of 15, hitting 2/3, and Benedictine 7 of 12, 58% at the free throw line. Total rebound, it was a 38-33 advantage for the Pirates this evening. Ravens did have a good assist night, 21 assists on the course of the evening. And for the Ravens, and this will be skewed a little bit, quite a few fouls, had 17 fouls in a game, but a lot of those came late in the contest, but that was one of the things the coach was looking to do in order to try to get the ball back a little bit and try to, you know, maybe mount a little bit of a comeback by forcing free throws. And that was kind of how that shook out at the end also. So you had some of that. So looking for an opportunity, looking to give Coach a chance to make his way up here. This is not one of the easier venues to access where we are to do the games, because we're way upstairs here and up on a mezzanine. And for Coach, it's a matter of going almost to the other side of the gym, getting into a stairwell and getting up and then walking completely around. So we're going to hang on here just a little bit, and we will talk about not only what we talked about a little bit ago. We're going to have Sports Look tomorrow night on Care Radio after Brian Hagan's evening reported about 5:20, but we're also then going to have no high school basketball on Friday, and I'm going to encourage you, getting texts from the guys back at the MSC Sports Desk, go to msc.sports.net. Okay, if you're a high school basketball fan and you follow a team, you got somebody who's involved in one of those teams, and they are very probably playing this week in a high school boys or girls tournament, those games are changing fast. Okay, not just because of who won and who lost and things like that. They're changing fast because there are a lot of people who are very concerned about the prospect of some serious weather moving in. Some of the games have been moved from Friday and Saturday to maybe Thursday and Friday. That's right, a lot of games are being pushed up a day or two. So you need to be aware of that. And again, go keep an ear out here on Care tomorrow morning, and B-Tad is going to be able to kind of keep you up to speed with all of that kind of a stuff. So we will have that. And then, of course, along with doing that, you're going to want to go to mscsports.net and, you know, check the schedule, see what's going on with them. And it'll all be posted in all of the tournaments around and the brackets and things and such as that there. All right. Some of the Raven fans across the way cheering on their favorite player. These are big Bryson LaRue fans. And perhaps, and I was not aware of this at the onset of things, but perhaps there was a landmark that was reached here tonight. So, don't know about that either, but maybe that was the case. And if so, we'll find out about that. And congratulations to Bryson. Certainly we want to congratulate him on a fantastic season and things going for him and his team. And even with the loss, Benedictine's record is still at 500. They are 10-10 on the season, and they are 6-6 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Park will improve to 9-10, and they will go above 500. They will go to 6-5 in conference play. So there is that. I'm not sure the coach is going to be able to make it up here. We're going to hang around here for just another minute or two, trying to think of any of the things that we need to touch base with you about. So again, we will have on the Mirage station on the MSC network here, we'll be having boys and girls tournament basketball. But the times are changing and the days are changing because of, we're talking about being some really, really bad weather moving in here over the weekend. So we'll see. We'll see about that, see what all of that is about. And try to figure all of that out. Saturday then, of course, we will be back with this Benedictine Raven team and teams. They're going to be on the road, and we'll be with them up in Peru, Nebraska. Afternoon game. Ladies' game is going to be at about 2 o'clock. And the guys' game is going to be at 4 o'clock. The Ravens up in Peru. I'm going to slide down here real quick. And before we get done here, we wait for Coach. We're going to take a quick look at the games that have gone on around the conference tonight, and I'm guessing they are probably, at this juncture, can't imagine that they are not all finals. Here we go. William Penn knocked off Grandview tonight, 84-77. It was Missouri Valley over William Woods, 81-73. Park, of course, as you're aware, winning this one here tonight, 82-69. Culver Stockton winning at home over Clark, 85-77. With a minute to go in the ball game, Mount Mercy and Graceland. It's a three-point game. Mount Mercy with a three-point lead in Lamoni. Central Methodist, nearly a 30-point win over Baker. And with a second left in the game, Peru State, again, the Ravens' next opponent, is leading Mid-America by 2 with 1 second to play in Peru. So that one, I'm sure, coming down to some final heroics. So we'll have that, and there you have it. Well, I think it's time for us to call it a night. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Game 1 tonight, it was a nice W for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. In Game 2, it was Park who was able to come out on the long end of the scoreboard. I want to thank you for having joined us, and I hope to greet you next time for Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts here in Parkville, Missouri. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.